Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
Welcome to the Conversations with Eileen podcast. I'm your host, Eileen Guido. I'm a creative soul on a mission to motivate, connect, and build community. And I want to thank you for joining me on my quest of inspiring others, one conversation at a time. Welcome back to another episode of Conversations with Eileen. I am here with Batgirl, otherwise known as Geek Unique Cosplay, and Katrina Texador of Cos Marketing Agency. And if you don't know a lot about them, hey, they're all over Facebook. Look it up. They're on Instagram. Get with it. Alrighty. So, I just wanted to go ahead and highlight that you were on, you got a spread on Florida
Geek Scene.
Florida Geek Scene. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, Florida Geek Scene is the premier website for all things geek, nerdy, and convention in the state of Florida. So how I would describe it would be Orlando Weekly for geeks. If you want to know what's going on in geek culture and you're from the state of Florida or you come here to visit, there's a lot of snowbirds or whatnot, you know, coming to and from the state. You know, even now, this is your main source of information. So we're very happy they just featured us.
Wow, that is awesome. That is awesome. Now, with cosplay, how did that play into your agency? What was the origin story for that? Because every superhero has a origin story. So.
Yeah. Well, I got my start in the convention scene.
Okay.
So I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for cosplay. It brought me out of my shell. It got me connected to a lot of high power people. There's a lot of people who are interested in geek culture.
Right.
And you know, a lot of them own businesses or you know have networks that are you know affiliated with our local you know communities. So it definitely opened a lot of doors that I would not otherwise have had.
Okay, great. Now you mentioned it opened you up, it took you out of your shell. Were you always interested in the comic book culture, and scenes like that as a child too?
Yeah, throughout my whole childhood, it was all about geek anything. I started out kind of being more into the sci-fi fantasy part of it. So Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, Chronicles of Narnia were all kind of big things for me back in the day. And then shortly thereafter, DC and Marvel were definitely a big part of my childhood. Okay. I was an avid reader, so I would rather spend my time, you know, reading and being on my own than being with a group of people.
I can so relate to that.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, okay, I'm probably going against the grain here, you know, Marvel versus DC. Do you have a favorite? I mean, I know you're that girl today, obviously, so do you lean towards one more than the other?
I typically do lean a little bit more towards DC, although I like both of them.
Okay.
So I'll cosplay some Marvel characters. I'm more familiar with DC characters, specifically the Batman universe is what I gravitate to. And I mean, even growing up, the Justice League animated series and the Batman animated series was a big part of my childhood. So that even more so than Marvel is nostalgia. But X-Men would be my favorite as far as the Marvels go.
Now, with all that being said, do you see yourself doing this for the long run, you know, evolution-wise, you know, doing possibly a cosplay as, because comic book characters rarely age, but would you ever do something?
Yeah,
something
well,
like
and,
that,
and some
the
do.
Future kind of thing?
Some do, and I think the times are really changing. I mean, me personally, whether it's a medium that goes away, which I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, no matter what, I'm cosplaying. It's going to be a part of my life. And there's plenty of characters who, you know, who grow with age. And, you know, a lot of them are my interpretation. This is a mixture of the New 52 and the 90s version of Batgirl. I always kind of take what's old and what's new together. So when I get to a certain age where it's obvious that, you know, I've grown up quite a bit, then, you know, what does Barbara Gordon do when she transitions into another stage of her life? Well, there are times in the comics where she also becomes the commissioner, and she becomes Commissioner Barbara Gordon. So there, and so we're not even there yet. I've never yet. You know, we could transition, and then there's
and
she was in Batman Beyond as well. So there's definitely a lot of room for growth in cosplay. I think maybe not a lot of people realize when they start. They think, okay, well, I'm not going to be able to do this for long, and it's actually the opposite.
Oh, that's really cool. Now, with the cosplay, you said that you started with that and how that went into you opening up your social media agency. It's not strictly, you know, cosplay related, although she does have some clients that are cosplayers and things like that. But talk a little bit more about the clientele that you do have and delve into that a little bit.
Yeah, we have a very diverse amount of clientele. Like the only typical thing really is that if they're looking for something new and innovative and creative. So and they know branding and they want a well-crafted brand. So they run the gambit from, you know, some comic book related companies and cosplay related companies, some entertainment, but we also have a pest control company, we work with a lawyer, we work with a chiropractor. So, you know, really anybody can benefit from social media, and if you're going to use this tool to your benefit, why not use the newest and current way to do it?
Exactly, especially with the pandemic going on. I mean, being online, you have to have a strong presence to not only maintain, but to, you know, longevity.
Yeah.
You know, because you never know what's going to happen. We don't know how long this is going to last. We didn't think it was going to last this long. So, you know, it's a good thing that they look into that. So, where can they find you online? Your links and all of that. How can the people get in touch with you? You know, like, post, share, all that good stuff.
Like, share, subscribe.
Yeah.
Everything is at Geek Unique Cosplay. So that's the word Geek Unique and Cosplay on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. We're all over the place. My business is Cos Marketing Agency. That's COS Marketing Agency. It's a little play on words of cosplay conventions and all that other stuff. So it's everything at Cos Marketing Agency and Geek Unique Cosplay.
Excellent, thank you. And today we're at a studio from
KDS One Studios out over by the Millennia area in Orlando. Special thank you for having us here
at this
studio. We've had a warm welcome here, and it's been a great time. We're really appreciative to have this space to film here today for you guys.
Yeah, it was really fun. I got a chance to see the whole, you know, photo shoot behind the scenes thing, and you know, with her photographer Greg Rice, it's been just amazing today. And you know, Batgirl, Geek Unique, Katrina, I just want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you
for having me on. As always, thank you for, you know, being with me and continuing on my quest to inspire others one conversation at a time. Bye, guys.
Remember, click subscribe. That way you never miss an episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Conversations with Eileen and on Twitter at Convos with Eileen. This way, you'll have updates, behind-the-scenes news, information on local and national events, volunteer opportunities, and more.